grocery and supplies to over 500 stores. Public Welcome, open 365 days. To serve you on weekdays, 8 to 6 and weekends, 8 to 4. Call Pretoria, 323-7000. Find Home Hyper City, just past the prison, at 19 Pretoria Street, Pretoria. Home Hyper City, we beat any price.
Hyundai and Haval Mokopane. We deliver nationwide. We are accredited agents for Kia, Hyundai and Haval with a nationwide footprint. Contact us for your new or demo Kia, Hyundai and Haval vehicle. We provide the ultimate service and pricing experience. Call us now 015-491-1003 or 015-491-6236 or WhatsApp us on 084-690-0700 or 082-691-2000. Facebook Kia Mokopane, Hyundai Mokopane, and Haval Mokopane.
Renovating, redecorating, then you must visit Capital Decor on 162 Brickfield Road, Overport. You'll be surprised at our super low prices, bathroom, bedroom, and dining room. Come see our decor range. Call us on 031-207-4946.
Cater Quip 2021 Blast Off Promo. Butcher Combo 1 Floor Model Bandsaw, 1x1.5 Meat Display, 1x1.5 Glass Top Freezer, 1x Aluminium Trays, 1x Non-Printing Scale, 1x10 Liter Sausage Filler, 1x12 Inch Mincer, 1x20 Watt Insert Killer, 1x30 Centimeter Hand Sealer. For only 69,999 rands, Cater Quip, your one-stop catering shop. Call Johannesburg Store 011-492-2673.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to read your Isha Salah continuously after midnight?
Remember, it is makruh to do so and unacceptable to do it on a continuous basis. Our aim in life must always be to imitate, emulate Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Regarding Salat, Almighty Allah states, Inna Salat kanat alal mu'minina kitabam mawquta, that all the five daily Salat have designated times. And remember, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Lola ana shuqa la ummati la martuhum bi ta'khir al-isha ila thuluth al-layl." Had it not been difficult on this ummah, I should have commanded them to delay the isha salat, like nowadays 10:10, 11. But there should be difficulty. So therefore, you see now our salat here 8:30, 8:45. Some places Durban might be 8:15 and so forth. So remember, daily for you to go wake up, you sleep, then wake up 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, not permissible that, although the salat is valid, but is makruh, and to make it a habit, definitely not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to inhale Vicks or to apply on the top of the nose whilst fasting?
Remember that we people go to fast now, Qadha fast, and then Ramashaban fasting, and then Ramadan. So remember these basic rules I'm giving you. Any medication through the nose, any medication through the mouth, any medication through the back passage is Mufsidu Siyam. It will break the fast. Mouth, nose, and the back passage, male and female. And for female, remember, anything through the front passage also, only for females, that also will break the fast. So you take Vicks and all that. You know, nowadays, I had it last night, so I was a little bit tired, so we lazy, you know. So I tell my wife, just prepare one steam for me there. It's weekend, so we can take some steam. So now you want to take steam and put that Vicks, I don't know what and what the ladies put, but we just keep quiet and do our job. So you must remember, now you took all this kind of thing, steam and all that while you're fasting, and it's not only water, but you must remember it's medicine and everything inside, so that will break the fast. You take the Vicks and put inside this inhaler and all that, remember, will all break the fast. Yes, outside you put that, then it's different, but inside the nostrils, it will break the fast and nullify the fast. Qadha will be compulsory.
Mufti Sahib, for a property that is being gifted, what is considered as qabza?
Qabza means possession, that you are my brother, you are my son. I must turn it around, I think I was subject, maybe I was saying you the father and I'm the son. Anyway, so you must remember that in a case like this, so now the father wants to give his son, brother wants to give brother. So now I want to give you this kitab. I want to give you this money. I want to, the father, the mother wants to give the daughter the jewelry. So what does it mean? So it means you, the giftee, the recipient, you take possession, physical possession. And I, the person giving you the gift, cannot attach any conditions. Remember that. If I make conditions, all that conditions are waived off and they fall away. So that's first thing. But what about now things that are like a house and land and all that, you understand? That irremovable things and so forth. So people today, they're making import, export from China and here and there, Hong Kong and Allah alone knows where. So what is qabza in a case like that? Who is carrying the risk? So Allah forbid that ship get bombed, that ship sinks for whatever reason, bad weather or whatever. Whose loss it is? It's my loss? Then it means that I'm the person who paid, and remember, so I'm carrying the risk. So I'm carrying the risk, that means I took qabza of it. So that's how you understand it. Always understand in these big, big things like, you know, so remember, who's carrying the risk? If I'm the one who's receiving it, so I'm carrying the risk, so it means that, remember, in a, see, I give you one example, that I know my cousin used to do this, he passed away many years ago, Allah gave him Jannatul Firdaus. He used to buy 100 cars one shot, you know. So while the cars are still coming with 100 drivers, he's already phoning them, that take this car there, take this car there, take this car here, and all these type of things. So the deal is already made, that this one car is going to Free State, this one is going to PE, one is going to Amanskral, one is going to Cape Town. So remember now that the money is already paid, and now you driving, the driver is driving. But before he reach Cape Town, before he reach Limpopo, Petersburg, Polokwane, Allah forbid, met up with the accident. Whose loss is that? So you, the person who purchased it, is your loss. You are carrying the risk. So therefore, you must remember, qabza means you're carrying the risk, and if something happens, the car gets hijacked. So it's your loss, and remember, that will be considered you were the one that you took possession, and now the car is gone. So that is how you understand Islamic fiqh, tafaqquh fi deen. You must understand how it works and evolves in all times, all places, all circumstances.
Mufti Sahib, is date vinegar sunnah to drink?
Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so many ahadith, open almost every hadith, kitab, Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, and so forth and so on. Ni'mal idamu al-khal, that the best gravy, remember, is vinegar. So therefore, it's good to have vinegar. We have vinegar, remember, with our salad and so forth. It's good to have with the food also. So yes, you must remember, that's a Sunnah and the Babiya, Ni'mal Idamu Al Khal, the best gravy is vinegar. Very good, remember that.
You've left a husband's residence within a month of marriage, as the husband was unable, as the marriage was not consummated. Does she still have to go into iddat?
Looks like this husband, yeah, bichara, he was impotent or something happened, maybe apostate. So Allah alone knows what happened. So you must remember, the fact remained, my sister, you slept with him, he touched you, you touched him, everything. That's different thing, the marriage was not consummated. So remember that when he gave you talaq, so iddat is compulsory upon you. That ayat in the Quran, إِذَا نَكَحْتُمُ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ طَلَّقْتُمُهُنَّ, that bin ghairi an tamassuhunna, that is when the husband didn't touch you at all. You didn't spend the time together. So either you don't spend the night or the day together, you're not in khalwa, you're not in, you understand, privacy, then only there's no iddat. Yeah, you were in privacy, yeah, he touched you, everything. So remember, according to all scholars, remember, iddat is compulsory after the talaq. That's a different issue. Now, what is the iddat, thalathata quru, three quru. The Hanafi and Hanbali scholars will say the three quru, remember, will be that is three menses. And according to Shafi's Maliki's, three periods of cleanliness. And if the talaq was given during menses, that menses is not counted. Another three menses must pass, and then when the third menses ends, then your iddat will expire.
Mufti Sahib, for the Hanafi females, what is the ruling for exposing the feet during Salah?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in Surah 24, we're starting tomorrow, Surah 24, Surah Noor. Our mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, used to say, Allimu nisa'akum Surah An-Nur. So tomorrow between 5:01, 1:05 to 1:30, inshallah, you can listen to the beginning of Surah Nur. So chapter 24 and verse number 31, so you will find Almighty Allah states, وَلَا يَضْرِبْنَا بِأَرْجُلِهِنَّ لِيُؤْلَمَ مَا يُخْفِينَ مِنْ زِينَتِهِنَّ. Allah Jalla Wala called the feet, remember, zina, beauty, adornment. Therefore the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, they say it must be covered. When you ladies performing Salat, you going out from your house and you following the Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali school, is wajib and compulsory to cover the feet. Hanafi say is mustahab, good, but not compulsory. But like my wife and them, I normally tell them it's better your must read with the socks on or so, or wear a long, you know, izar and something like that. So anywhere that in so their dress or whatever you want to call, so in that way there that your feet get covered and so forth, speak there, because the dalil is very strong, you must remember that. But we will say the fatwa of the Hanafi is not compulsory for you to cover the feet. But for you Hanafi woman, inshallah, make dua, Allah Jalla Wala does everything. That once the Haramain is open, you're going for Umrah, you're going for Hajj and so forth, Allah take us all, then there you must wear socks, there you must wear stockings, especially when you're performing Tawaf, Sa'i and all that. Otherwise the men will be touching your toes and your feet, you touching them right by the Baytullah. You know what a sin that is. Wa may you read the feet just to make intention of a vice, Allah say, I will unleash a terrible punishment upon you. So what about people who commit sins then? So remember, you should always look at the place where you are in. So therefore, you Hanafi ladies, there you must and should wear, remember, your stockings and your socks and that. How can you allow that the men touch your toes and your feet and you knocking his feet and all that? So always, Mokai Shanasi and Mardam Shanasi. Look at the place where you are in and see who you are speaking to.
Mufti Sahib, who performed the Janaza Salah for Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu?
Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu passed away. His Janaza Salat was performed by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu passed away. His Salatul Janaza was performed by Suhaib Rumi. Suhaib Rumi, remember, was a master marksman. When he was leaving Makkah Mukarramah, and then you must remember the people, the Mushrikeen, polytheists, they surrounded him. And they said, you came here and you made so much money and that. He said, see, I have my quiver here. Let us reach an amicable agreement, otherwise we fight it out. So they said, okay, make the deal. They said, you see my property is here, I'll let you take it, but give me free passage. So they said, fine, you go to Medina and we will take your properties. When he reached there, Medina Munawwara, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam received wahi, wa minan they are people, remember, they sold their properties and what have you, all for the love of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And Al Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Qad faz, you have done a wonderful deal and Allah will reward you. See how Allah elevated him. Suhaib Rumi radiallahu ta'ala anhu becomes the Sahabi radiallahu anhu warda, that he performs the Salatul Janaza of Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu warda. You want details of his, my migration from Makkah to Medina. Open Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 207. He was a master marksman. He said, you know, I can shoot one way and you will lose and I will win. And they knew that. So therefore they gave him, you must remember, that free and safe passage. So these are Sahaba, the beloved companions and students of the Master alayhi salam. Learn about them and then our love for Sahaba will increase.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to wipe hands over socks during wudu?
Not permissible. Remember this law. I mentioned it today. Today in Da'alum Zakariya, this hadith, authentic, remember in Tirmidhi Sharif, La tajtami ummati ala dalala. This ummah, one of the khasa'ish and unique features and characteristics of it is that, remember, it will not agree on things that are wrong. Everybody agrees? No, it will not happen. So I give you three examples. Taraweeh is 20 rakats. There's no other thing like 8 rakats and 10 rakats. It's 20 rakats. And that is all four schools. Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, Hanafis, all agree on that. Talaq is 3. Talaq, if you gave 3. In writing or you uttered it. There's no one talaq business for 3. We Muslim, we don't believe in Trinity. 3 is 1 and 1 is 3. That the Christians do all that. So similarly, this normal socks we wear. So you must remember this nylon socks, this cotton socks and so forth. The woman with your normal stockings, you just make masa on that. You must remember, we say not permissible. Why not permissible? We say ijma ittifaq. And that is Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanafis, Hanbali say not permissible. Yes, I know that some Arab scholars said Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi and Sheikh Ibn Usaymin and us and all. So with due respect to them, but we reject their fatwa regarding this issue. So you must remember that we have more confidence in our great, great scholars of Salaf Salih, and they said it's not permissible. So therefore, always don't look for loopholes in the Sharia. Our function is ittabi'u wa la tabtadi'u. That practice on the Sharia, don't come with your own ideas and own innovations and so forth.
Mufti Sahib, what is the ruling on online forex trading if there's no interest involved in the transaction?
Yes, you must remember, if there's no interest, doesn't automatically mean that it is acceptable in Sharia. Once there is forex and so forth, so I'm selling to you range, you selling to me euros and pounds and dollars or rupees. So when my money reaches you, your money must reach me. We both are carrying the taqabus. It means that the risk factor must come in. So remember that I receive mine, you receive yours, so then it's permissible. But I receive mine today, you're going to get, and you receiving it after 2, 3, 4 days, so remember then it's not permissible. So we must remember that this falls under Bay'us Sarf, that where you are selling gold for gold, gold for silver, silver for gold, money for money and so forth. So different currencies. So there is taqabuz. So it means both parties must take permission, both parties must take acceptance and receive it almost immediately, then it's fine and acceptable.
Well, the final question for this afternoon's Q&A program and thereafter is going to be Mufti Saab's Nasiha. Mufti Saab, the final question is it true that at the occasion of the Mi'raj, the last 2 or 3 ayats of Surah Al-Baqarah were revealed?
Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Isra and Mi'raj. This is known as Amul Huzan. The year was when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 51 years old approximately, and Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, 25 years marriage plus 6 children, and she radiallahu anha passed away. She's buried there in Mu'alla. Whenever we go Makkah, I take people as they come. We're going to our mother, Sayyida Khadija, and her title was Tahira, radiallahu anha, so we can never forget her contribution to Islam. And then we go and read there and so forth. So you must remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very sad. Abu Talib, although he didn't embrace Islam, he also passed away. Matter of few days, Allah jalla wala in his infinite grace and mercy, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habib Allah, you are the most beloved, the most precious to me in the entire universe and creation. So Surah 17 verse 1, and And you must remember the beginning of the 15th Jews, 15th Subara. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al masjid al haram ila al masjid al aqsa. So the journey from Makkah Mukarramah to Aqsa al Mubarak, occupied Palestine nowadays, so that is known Isra. Isra means a sayru fil layl, to travel at night. And remember there Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made imamat for the Anbiya prophets. And thereafter the Mi'raj. Mi'raj means to go up, to ascension. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received three gifts. And this is the authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. Number one, the five salats. So it shows everything became compulsory on the farsh, on the land and sand. Salat became compulsory on the arsh, to show us the importance of salat and namaz. Number two, the last two verses of Surah Baqarah, Aman al-Rasul, verses Surah 2, verses 285 to 86 were given as a gift to Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third gift, tell your ummah, inform them, whoever passes away without committing kufr and shirk, blasphemy, polytheism, passes away on iman, Islam, falahul jannah, so will enter Jannat al-Firdaus with the rahmah and mercy of Allah. Yes, I spoke to the Mawlana now at up past 3:25 to 4 when we went for the break. Remember, our Mawlana Ziyad Bhikkhu passed away, and it seems they're going to do a post-mortem. So the janazah will take place at the Dadir Madrasa, the time still to be confirmed. And Mawlana is survived by his wife. She is critical, still in hospital. And Mawlana has one son and two daughters who are alive, all children, minors, yatim. Make dua for them. See Allah system. You must remember masoom yatim children. And the Nana and the Nani are there in Medina. We know them very well. Haji, Amin, Mia, and so forth. Allah, Jalla Allah, give them all sabr. So remember, Allah grant our Mawlana Jannatul Firdaus and make it easy for the yatim children. So we should always make dua for all the people who passed away, and Allah Ta'ala make our khatima on iman, and Allah Jalla Wala give shifa and cure to all those who are sick. Read Surah Fatiha, make multiple intention. Ya Allah, jo intikal kar gaye, bal bal maghfirat farma dijiye, forgive them. Ya Allah, grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Those who are alive but ill and sick, either at home or hospital clinic, give them shifa. So we must have this feeling. Give out some charity, 1 rand, 5 rand, on balloon and chocolates and toys. We spend 100 rand. So just 1, 2 rand, 5 rand, and make multiple intentions, inshallah. Okay, we thank all our directors, mashallah, wa Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, and the whole capital group. Allah Jalla Wala reward them and increase their capital, inshallah. And our Haji Afish Shabir Basha of the Ansar group, Allah Jalla Wala make easy for Ansar, always connect, not disconnected, inshallah. And then our Sirius FM brother Faisal Asmal and team, and inshallah Allah reward all of you. Let me give you the rundown from now till the night, inshallah. 4 o'clock will be Hafiz Gala, inshallah, and then the Asr Adhan, inshallah. So that will be the first Hafiz Gala, then Adhan, and then 16:10, inshallah, will be Urdu Bayan by Haji Farooq Saab. Haji Farooq Saab was from Sakkar, Pakistan, and remember the Khalifa of Hazrat Muhammad Siullah Khan Saab, the revival of the Sunnah. So that will be after the Adhan. And then at 5 o'clock, you must remember Sheikh Ahmad Didat, Rahimahullah, Da'wat or Destruction. So remember, we must invite humanity towards Islam. And then at 6 o'clock, Mawlana Salim Dorat with a nice long dua for more than half an hour, inshallah. So that will be a Urdu dua by Mawlana Salim Dorat in UK, mashallah, Leicester. Then the Maghrib Adhan and the Surahs, then 7 o'clock. So to 8 o'clock will be the repeat of the discussion, and that will be Mawlana Arafat and Mawlana Salim Karim. And then at 8 o'clock, the replay of the program New Rap with Brother Alphus and Kosi, 8 to 9. And 9 o'clock after the Isha Adhan, there's no such thing as a small Sunnah. Every Sunnah is beloved to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then 10 o'clock, Sheikh Anwar Al-Awlaki, part 2, the story of Salama bin Aqwa. You know Salama bin Aqwa? is to run faster than a horse. I just give you one virtue of him. So that is 10 o'clock to 11, inshallah, the story incident of Ibn Aqwa. So part 2 by Sheikh Anwar-ul-Awlaki al-Shaheed, rahimahullah. And then 11 o'clock, the replay, the repeat of this morning's program with Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. Make dua for us, make dua for the ummah, and make dua for all those who are deceased, and the yatama, the orphans. How difficult. Allah Jalla wa Ala knows best. Allah Ta'ala make easy for them. Allah Jalla wa Ala accept us all for his deen. Allah majalna min al-makbulin. Barakah. We thank our brother Tobela, and inshallah he will prepare the podcast in 4 parts, and inshallah in the next half an hour, 45 minutes, we will send it out to you. Any one of you want to contact us regarding Markaz Sahaba, regarding Darul Iman, send me a WhatsApp message, 071-888-1184. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say shukran and wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to Mufti Sahib and to you, the esteemed listeners listening to us locally as well as globally. Until next time, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-ummiyyi fi amanillah ma assalama. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.